Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome to Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thank you for joining us this morning. I do sure appreciate it. And, well, we got a switcheroo on you this morning. Helena Area Chamber of Commerce Vice President and the Associate Director of the Tourism Program, Mike Mergenthaler, is our guest this morning. We've been telling everybody all afternoon, yesterday, and overnight, and this morning that Kathy was coming in. It was a shell game. I found out about 15 minutes ago, so I wasn't intentionally fooling you guys.
Well, Troy, I'm glad to be here, and I hope people aren't too disappointed that I'm filling Kathy's shoes today.
Well, I hope you're not too disappointed. Draw a short straw this morning.
I'm tickled to be here. This is great. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, always love when you come in. And if for folks that haven't caught you on the show before, can you kind of just real quick introduce yourself a little bit? Tell them what it is you actually do with the Chamber.
Well, that is very questionable sometimes, I guess, as people will tell you. But I'm Mike Mergenthaler. I'm the Vice President at the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce. And I do our programs and events, programs such as our Leadership Helena program, and I run the Convention and Visitors Bureau, which receives some of the bed tax funding to promote tourism in Helena. And then I do the majority of our events also, which include our annual banquet, our awards luncheon, our golf tournament.
Tournament, you're very involved with.
Tournament, yep. Which we were very fortunate to get in this year.
Yeah, you just snuck that COVID in, didn't you?
Boy, right underneath the radar. We just barely made it.
Mike Mergenthaler, our guest this morning, and Associate Director of Tourism. I mean, that's an incredibly important part of Helena, especially during the summer. We draw a lot of visitors during the summer months typically, and right now that just looks different.
Oh, it's totally different, you know, and we've kind of backed off. We've really backed off in promoting tourism because it's really just not happening. It's you know, we want to wait till it's the right time to really invite people into our community. However, they are already here. We do have tourists here. And so we do want to be welcoming to those that have gotten out and have come to our community. And, you know, there was a article in the newspaper yesterday just talking about the statistics in Yellowstone Park, mm-hmm. and how tourism is actually up over last year for the month of July. And so, you know, there are people getting out and about, and they are definitely coming to our neck of the woods and coming to Helena. And so we do want to be welcoming to them, but we also want to be smart about our tourists here and how we welcome them.
It's such a weird balance to try to figure out, and you don't even know where that balance point is necessarily. It's a tough thing. And I mean, we sometimes do have issues with wildfires and tourism, right? I mean, a couple of years ago, the smoke was incredibly heavy, and I know that impacted things. Obviously, that way different than this situation, but are there things that you kind of pull out of those type of situations that you can kind of say, okay, well, this is what we do here, and you can kind of apply it in this situation, or is it just so completely different that we're writing a playbook?
This is so completely different. Yeah. We're rewriting the playbook. Yeah. You know, and it's just like this morning you wake up and boy, the sun was bright red this morning, you know, with the smoke, in the sky today. But, you know, we've been blessed that we haven't had the wildfires here recently. And so that's a good thing. But yeah, with the COVID-19 has been very different, and we've actually partnered with the Montana Office of Tourism in launching the Montana Aware campaign. And what that means is that we're just, you know, promoting safety for not only our community, but for anybody that is a guest in our community. And, you know, we want people to help slow the spread of COVID-19 and wear a mask and maintain social distancing and, you know, wash your hands and use hand sanitizer, avoid touching your face and cover coughs and sneezes. And then with that, kind of the slogan that, you know, safety first, adventure second. And so, you know, we are so blessed that we have so much here to offer, from our trail system to our biking system to our hiking system to the lakes and streams and fishing and boating and camping and all of that. And so, you know, we're pretty blessed that we can pretty much social distance anyway. But with this going on, we need to be a little bit more cautious. And, you know, with the governor's mandate about wearing a mask, hey, if that helps, I'm more than willing to do it. And hopefully the community is, and people who are coming into our community are aware of that. And so that's kind of the Montana Aware campaign that we're working with the Office of Tourism on. And and promoting that.
Yeah. Well, in terms of, you know, wearing that mask, I know it almost became a political touch point at some point, but I think we're enough into it that people should know, right? But I still see folks going into businesses now and again without one, and that really puts business owners in a tough spot.
Oh, it does. And I don't know how you prevent that or stop that, but other than to just encourage people to try to do the right thing. And, you know, if not for yourself, do it for the next person. And you know, we are kind-hearted here in Helena and in the state in general. And showing that respect and the common decency to others, I think, is what it's all about. And I just also wanted to mention, Troy, that we ran an ad in the newspaper yesterday and again in the paper today. We had a banner ad across the top of the newspapers, and we had an insert in there about this Montana Aware campaign. And there's a flyer in the newspaper, and you can pull that out. And we're just encouraging businesses and homes, whoever it might be, to pull that out and to put it on their windows or on their doors, and have that be something that people can see. And just a reminder, I can't tell you how many times I've gotten out of my car to go into a business and walked halfway across the parking lot and go, ah, darn, I forgot my mask.
Yeah.
You know, and so you go back to the car and get it and wear it into the establishment. But, you know, doing that and the social distancing and washing our hands and those things are hopefully going to help stop the spread of this pandemic.
Yeah, I've wound up having to have several of them in different locations because I forget them. And I had one on and had it down around my neck the other day, and it came into the house with me and didn't go back into the car. And then I realized I've got to stop somewhere. It's not in my car. What am I going to do? I thought, well, maybe I should just go to Costco as well, because I know they'll give me one at the door. You know, I thought, what am I going to do? I ended up, I found another one that I had stashed away in the car, but... You know, it is a little bit of a minor inconvenience, but I mean, in terms of the businesses, it wasn't their call, you know, and so it's not something that they opted into. It's just what it is, and we have to do it now. So this isn't something that should be, don't stand your ground and fight against a business owner, because they had nothing to do with this.
They had nothing to do with it. You're right, and as far as that goes, none of us had anything to do with it, but we're all in the same boat, and so. Working together and showing that respect for one another is what it's all about right now. And that's what we really have to do, is to come together and try to do what's best. And, you know, there is so many things that we don't know about this pandemic that's out there, and you hear different reports from different people. But, you know, right now we've kind of been given the five or six things that we need to try to do a little bit more often, and wearing the mask is one of them, washing our hands is one of them, and social distancing is one of them. And so if we continue to try to do those things, hopefully before long we'll be able to put this behind us.
Mike Mergenthaler is our guest today. He's the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce Vice President, also the Associate Director of the Tourism Program. And we're talking about the Be Montana Aware program, and I guess that is important when we're talking. You mentioned, we do have tourists here, either be it from out of state or just out of our area, and just because of, you know, specifically I guess the mask mandate, since that's what we've been talking about, we don't have mask mandates in every county in the state, so even if they're traveling here from another county, they might not know. And so some of this is just about, you know, being aware of where are you and what are the rules where you are.
That's correct. And, you know, on our website, we have, you know, helenachamber.com, we have some of those mandates on there, and people can go there and look. But yeah, this is also to make those people aware that are coming into our community that there is, you know, our standards that we would ask them to follow while they're here. And so that's kind of what the Montana Aware campaign is about. And, you know, I do think that, you know, if you live in this country, you know what's going on. You know, if you don't, you've been living underneath a rock, you know. But I think people are aware, and so, you know, if I were to travel, I would just take a mask with me and be aware that, you know, you may be required to wear that into a store or an establishment, and be mindful of what that means and how you do that.
Yeah. And there are a ton of resources. If you go to helenachamber.com, it's actually, I mean, you can find it there on the front page, but if you don't, you want to just type in that whole address. It's helenachamber.com/Montana-aware. And that there's a ton of fantastic resources on that page, Mike. I mean, you guys put a lot of time into downloadable signage and different resources linking to the public health department, to the coronavirus task force, to even specific sites if people are visiting, not just here, but around the state. There's Yellowstone and Glacier and Big Hole National Battlefield. And I mean, there's links to so many places. That's a great resource.
Well, thank you. You know, it does take a lot of work to put that together. And Katie in our office has been very diligent about pulling things together so that we can have a website that people want to go to, and we'll be able to find out the information that they need to have and need to know. And so that's been a critical part of what we've been doing, you know, for the past 4 or 5 months since this virus hit. And it really is a new world out there. And you, as much as we want things to be the same as they were, they really aren't. And whether we return to that or not, you know, I think it's a $1 million question. We don't know yet. But in the meantime, you know, we want to be able to get the message out there and do what we can do so that people know what is expected of them and what the requirements are while they're in the community.
Yeah, and doing this hopefully keeps all of the businesses in our community open. This is what lets everything stay open right now.
You're right. That's a big part of this. You know, and when you look at our restaurants, for example, you know, it's been a challenge. And a lot of the businesses haven't reopened. A lot of, you know, the state businesses have not reopened. So people are still working from home. And people just aren't getting out as much. And that's to be expected at this time, you know. So we do want people to be aware. And you're right. By wearing a mask and being aware of what's going on around you, hopefully those businesses can stay opened.
Yeah. Mike Mergenthaler is our guest this morning on Coffee Break. We're going to take a quick break, but then we'll be back to chat more right after this. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions, from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup, for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back into Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Mike Mergenthaler is with me this morning. He is the vice president of the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce. And we actually did mention just during the break, I happened to bring up that we were down, my wife and I were down in the Gulch here just a couple days ago. We went and picked up dinner and saw the tour train cruising by. And there's quite a few people on that. So that was nice to see, whether they're local or from out of town, whatever. Folks were tooting around town on the train, around town on the train.
It is good to see. And I, you know, number one, I do think there's been quite a few locals that have taken advantage of doing things like that, whether it be riding the tour train or visiting the cathedral or the Capitol or the Gates of the Mountains, and some of those things that we kind of take for granted. And then you're right, there are people from out of town. It's been kind of amazing when you drive around the license plates that you see from, you know, Texas, Florida, California, Georgia, Minnesota, wherever. It just kind of seems like there's a lot of visitation out there, and yet our hotels have really struggled. And I guess I wanted to mention that just briefly.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Because you would think that would be back up, and it's got to be in some respects, but certainly not to the level where it was.
You know, when you look back in April, when occupancy for our hotels is normally about 60%, it was less than 20%.
Yeah.
And so the hotels just took a huge hit. And then, of course, that came up, you know, some in May to about 30%, and then June to the mid-40s. And surprisingly enough, July was a bad month, where it actually declined behind June's occupancy. And so, you know, 43% when you're typically up close to 80% is a big hit for our hotels. And then, you know, for these full service hotels like the Colonial or the Great Northern, you know, there hasn't been conventions and meetings and those dinners and luncheons and things like that. And so, you know, our hoteliers have really struggled with this COVID. And so I guess be mindful of that, and hopefully here soon, you know, we will be welcoming visitors more with open arms, and our hotels will begin to recover. But it's going to take a while.
Yeah. I mean, is some of that because, as we've been talking about, I mean, it's probably down, but tourism is still happening. People are still coming through or staying in Helena. But those events that you mentioned, I mean, nobody's having conventions, nobody's having tournaments, nobody, is that where we lost the numbers, is through those events being canceled?
Well, I think that's a very big part of it. Yes. You know, I mean, weddings and things like that, the list just goes on, you know, but we are not seeing the number of tourists either that we would normally right. see. There's no doubt they're here, but they're not here in the numbers that we would typically see. And you know, there again, they might be going to the parks, but you know, they're not staying in the hotels, and not necessarily are they going throughout the state. And so while we are seeing tourists, we're not seeing the number of tourists that we would normally see.
So what do the numbers typically look like right about now, right? Like going into fall and that, I mean, do they must typically dip from the summer.
Well, in August, we typically see a very strong, you know, June, July, and August are the typical high months for our hotel occupancy and for tourists. And then, of course, in the fall, in September, that does start to decline into October, November, where, you know, December is, we're actually seeing numbers right now that we would typically see in December.
Yeah.
And so...
well, and it depends, I guess, on, you know, obviously we're not as reliant on it as, say, Missoula or Bozeman, but college sports, even high school sports, you know, if that's not going on, we're going to lose those hotel rooms too, aren't we?
Sure. I mean, it's just a wide array of events and things that aren't happening right now. And so, you know, it's even questionable about the legislative session coming up in January. And, you know, that'll be a big hit to not only the hotels, but the whole economy in Helena, depending on how that session is run. And of course, you know, there's been talks that could be virtual, or at least parts of it's virtual, and we don't know what that's going to look like yet. And it's hard to think that we're still going to be dealing with this, you know, four or five mm-hmm. months from now, and how that will affect what's going on in Helena. We see a big increase in hotel occupancy and in economic how our economy is going in those
yeah.
first 4 months of any legislative session. And so it's going to be different this year.
So I suppose businesses, hotel, motels, I mean, they just have to sort of plan on that happening, right? I mean, at this point, you hope it doesn't, but you work your plans based around, you know what, they're not going to be here.
Well, yeah, you can't base it on what you did last year, that's for yeah. sure. And so it's going to look different, and how different it looks, I guess, is yet to be seen. And so it's kind of like the schools. They're not really sure what they're going to do yet and how that's going to look. And I'm sure the legislature is the same way. They're not quite sure how that's going to look and what they're going to do, but we know that they're working on a plan.
Yeah. So I think we've talked before about, you know, go support local businesses and go and, you know, especially when we were basically in lockdown, go and support, you know, our local restaurants, because they need your help too. We can go and support our hotels, right? We can have an overnight staycation. Go and stay in one of the hotels and enjoy their cable and you know, swimming pool, and pump some money into a hotel that you can probably have your choice of rooms. You can get the view that you want right now.
You know, that staycation is a great term, and now would be a great opportunity. I mean, if you haven't stayed in some of the hotels in Helena, now's a great opportunity for you to take that chance and to do it. And so, yeah, do a staycation and go and, you're right, enjoy their pool, enjoy the cable TV, and enjoy the amenities that hotel has to offer.
Yeah. And I don't have air conditioning.
Yeah,
so,
there you
I
go.
Mean, these places do. I'm not the only one without air conditioning. When it gets hot again here in a couple days, you know, go and get some air conditioning and then just enjoy your evening rather than tossing and turning and going, man, I wish it wasn't 85 in here.
That's a great thought. And I'm sure that our local hoteliers would really appreciate that. And you know, if you call them and let them know, hey, we're planning on doing a staycation here, and I'm sure they'd work with you and be thrilled to death to have you.
Yeah, let them know that the Coffee Break sent you.
Yeah,
I want somebody to report to Mike going, what is this that they're talking about? What is this? Yeah, just go spend one night at a hotel and just kind of get away from home a little bit. I think it'd
you,
be fun.
You and your spouse or your significant other, and if you got children, boy, kids love spending the night at a hotel. They just love it.
Yeah, well, because they don't have to clean up anything.
No, they don't. And you know, they can like you said, go down to the pool and do some things maybe that they normally aren't able to do at home. So it'd be a great opportunity for them.
Mike Mergenthaler is our guest on Coffee Break this morning. He is with the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce. And you do a lot of work, Mike, you said, with the Helena Leaders Network. And I don't want to run out of time before we talk about that. We got about 7 or so minutes left. Like everything else, that looks different now. I mean, what's going on? Because they had plans. Everything was sort of, you know what, we're rearranging this. We're rebranding. We're looking different. They had all these plans, and then...
You know, that's true. And our Helena Leaders Network, you know, they want to be together, and they want to do that socializing and networking. And it's really tough now for them to do that. And so, you know, they're looking at revamping some things and moving forward as we continue into this, the new age, so to speak, where they will hopefully be able to do some things together and maybe smaller crowds, maybe some different learning aspects. But yeah, they're still working on what they can do to be a part of the community still and to get people together.
Yeah. And with so much of that is about networking, right?
And oh, sure.
Like you said, socializing. And I mean, and you just can't now.
With that being said, you know, one of my programs is the Leadership Helena program. And we would normally kick off in September with an orientation mixer and an overnight retreat. And then the program, I guess, officially begins in October, and we run a 9-month program. And you know,
Kathy keeps trying to get me to sign up for that.
Well, and you should. Now, this year's not the time to do that, but we have had to make the difficult decision that we're not going to do the Leadership Helena program this year.
Okay.
You know, it is developed and meant to be intimate by design to bring people together and to do that bonding and that socializing and networking. And we just felt that we couldn't keep people safe in what we were doing. And so we've decided to not do the program this year, and we'll be back next year, God willing, and hopefully everything will be a lot different. But with that being said, what we are doing is what we're calling a Leadership 2.0. And we are going to have some speakers that are up on their leadership skills and can do some awesome training, do some presentations for us. And so beginning in September, we're going to run a 4-month program doing once a month for about an hour, hour and a half. And this is going to be virtual training that anybody can sign up for and participate in. And so we're just getting ready to roll this out. We'll have a flyer here ready to go next week and some more information on this. But, you know, some of the topics that we might have discussed here are, you know, becoming a strategic leader, managing upward, managers who motivate, unleashing the leader within, creating a new workplace in a post-pandemic world. So there's a lot of different topics that we've kicked around, and we're finalizing those speakers that we will have talking to us, and they're coming from around the country, people that we're familiar with in the chamber world or that we've been given notice of by somebody who has heard somebody else speak. And so we're really looking forward to rolling out this program and doing, like I said, a Leadership 2.0. And it'll be for, you know, we had a great number of people apply for the Leadership Helena program this year. And so they will, of course, be invited, and anybody in the HLN will be, the Helena Leaders Network will be invited, and then just anybody else in the community. We really encourage participation in that program.
Yeah, so this is open. This is open to all, then.
This is open to anybody. Yeah, and so we're hoping to get, you know, there'll be a fee for it. You know, might cost you a little bit more money if you just do one of the days. Whereas if you do all 4 of the events that we're going to have, we're going to have a discount for that. And so, something that we're really looking forward to rolling out and having a good participation in.
It's got to be, I mean, it's two sides of the coin, right? I mean, it's got to be frustrating that the plans that you have, you know, the way we want to do this, we can't do it. If we try and do this thing, then we're shortchanging the people. That's frustrating, but then it's got to be, you know, sort of encouraging that you can say, okay, but what can we do? And you come up with something that is very valuable in its own right, just in a different way.
Kind of brings out that creativity in us, and what can we do different, and how can we make something work, and And what does that look like? And, you know, we're titling this Leading in Challenging Times. And these really are challenging times. And how can we continue to be a good leader, lead our team, lead those that we work with, and still be successful in what we're doing? And so we're really looking forward to people being a part of this and joining us virtually and kind of gleaning whatever we can from those who are professionals in that field.
Yeah, well, and if folks are joining virtually, I mean, the nice thing about that, I guess, is they don't even necessarily have to be here in Helena.
No,
I mean,
they don't.
They can be wherever.
And we are going to offer this to other communities in the state and maybe even outside the state. We'll see how that goes. But, yeah, there's been other chambers that we have talked to and said, oh, that'd be great, and we'd really love to have some of our people sign up for that. And so we are going to share that with some of the chambers across the state and – well, I guess we'll just wait and see how successful this is, but we're really excited about it and hope that the community is, and especially the business world is, and that people will take the opportunity to keep developing their leadership traits and skills.
Yeah. I mean, it could be one of those things that once we get back out of this hole that we're in, and that could stick around, you know, or you know, it could be something. I mean, I think we found a lot of things, different areas of our lives that, you know what, maybe when we get back to normal, we can add this in, because turns out it's kind of cool.
This might be something, you're right, that sticks around, that we're able to continue doing. And that, you know, the Leadership Helena program really fulfills a niche market for people. And this might be something that once you've gone through that Leadership Helena program, that you continue into Leadership 2.0 and further your leadership skills and traits. And so that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's the, see, you go through Leadership Helena, that's the 101, and now this is like your 201, you know, and I guess that means you need like two more levels after that, Mike.
I mean,
if you want to complete the course, and
we might have a 3.0 and a 4.0.
That's right. You need a degree at the end of this thing, so you need to complete the course load. But you know, one year at a time. We'll work on that as we come. But information coming out about that next week, right?
Yeah, we will have more information on that. We're actually developing a flyer right now to send out and mail out, and it'll be on our website, and we'll send out emails and social media. And so, yes, that'll be a very exciting program that we're looking to roll out.
Perfect. So just keep an eye out on helenachamber.com. Mike Mergenthaler, our guest this morning with the Helena Area Chamber of Commerce. Mike, thanks for coming in. Thanks for filling us in on everything that's going on. I sure appreciate you guys are extremely busy and pivoting. And you're doing really well.
Thanks, Troy. Appreciate it.
I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.